Well, hello guys. Pull up a chair. Let's just talk a while. You know, every now and then I like to do a kind of a recce in my brain to just kind of get the overall state of things the way they are. But of course, this is just what I think. Me, personally. You can agree or disagree at your leisure. All the leaders of the countries or major countries seem to be playing by the same blueprint, don't they? Say whatever they got to say that the people want to hear to get into power. And then once in power, turn around on a dime. And now the people are their enemy. Then they'll do things to help their elite friends, but not the people that voted them in. And I believe that Justin Trudeau has made Canada the laughing stock of the world in the time he's been in power. And history will write, maybe, that he was the worst Prime Minister of Canada there was. And if anybody knows Doug Ford, who came on the scene, then he seemed to be saying the right things. But he seemed to have turned out to be not very good at the end of the day. There seems to be a young guy in Canada now starting to promote himself as going to be the new Prime Minister, or at least the leader of the Conservative Party. And I've listened to him talk, and he just don't come across with too much feeling. And I believe he's just saying what people want to hear. No, the only person I've seen actually go visit with the truckers in Ottawa is Maxime Bernier. And he does talk with feeling. He actually cares. But that's up to the Canadians. They may see it differently. But all these people seem to be as nice as pie until they get into power. Then they know best. Take a look at Macron of France. Lots of people in France actually hate him. And of course, many years ago, when France didn't like a leader, they got rid of him. But you see, they've taken the power away from the people. And that's what the Freedom Convoy is all about. The people want to get their power back. And what about the Premier of New Zealand? She'll go down as a crazy lady, I'm sure. And I think she thinks that New Zealand is full of all sheep, because she's trying to herd them like sheep. The people, that is. Because she knows best, you know. And the Australian leader also is using the police. And some videos I've seen and some people that live there have told me it's quite draconian. So you see, it's a big pattern, seems to be all over the world. And Biden, of course, will go down as the worst president of the United States, I'm sure. At least that's something he won legitimately. And what about the UK, I hear you say? Well, we're faring not much better. Some people call Boris a buffoon, and it's about correct, I think. Of course, the trouble is the alternatives are much worse. But the leaders are all acting similar, aren't they? Not as leaders or prime ministers or presidents. They're acting like almost dictators. And everything seems kind of doom and gloom, doesn't it? Hell, I bought a lottery ticket and even didn't win on that either. But something has brightened my day slightly, and that's what's happening in Canada. And not just in Ottawa, but all over Canada. Which has given me a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope. And it's infectious, isn't it? Because it's affected other countries in the world, too. I may be in the UK, but I am Canadian. And I put a Canadian flag on my car. Lots of people around here probably think I'm absolutely nuts. But I don't care. You see, the thing is, you should be proud of the country you were born in and where you come from. But a lot of people aren't nowadays, are they? Because they have no reason to be. And they're not allowed to be in America, are they? But the last time I saw so many Canadian flags in Canada was usually Canada Day. And if nothing else, and nothing becomes of this Freedom Convoy, I'm still proud to be a Canadian again. Because this will be remembered for a long time to come. Anyway, guys, it's just my two cents, just my thoughts. You got any? Just put them in the comments below. You take it easy, fellas.